Several dozen people turned out Wednesday night to discuss how Milwaukee County will house juveniles once the troubled Lincoln Hills facility closes in 2 years. The teen prison in northern Wisconsin has been plagued by allegations of abuse, so the state decided to shut it and move inmates to facilities closer to their homes. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, those attending Wednesday night's meeting had a lot of ideas for how the county could better provide care for their loved ones.
About 75 people attended the meeting at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society on Milwaukee's north side. They listened to a presentation from Mark Mertens, who runs Milwaukee County's Delinquency and Court Services Division. Mertens says he sees the closing of Lincoln Hills in January of 2021 as an opportunity for major juvenile justice reform.
To transform it, to make it something that is not about incarceration, that is not about just locking people up, deferring the risk, and then releasing them back in the community at some point where they're not any better off. In fact, they're worse off than they were when they went in.
Merton says the county will place a greater focus on residential treatment programs and trauma-informed care. The county also plans to partner with educators so inmates will have a better chance at integrating back into the community. Another person who addressed the crowd was David Mohammed, deputy director of the County Department of Health and Human Services. He says a 24-bed non-secure juvenile facility will open soon on Milwaukee's north side as an alternative to sending youth to Lincoln Hills. Mohammed says the county is also looking for a site to house a secure facility for young inmates.
We need this to be close to families. We need this to be accessible by public transit. We also need to make sure that we can leverage existing relationships with service providers.
Some people in the crowd seemed pleased with the plan. Teron Edwards says he's known several young people who've stayed at Lincoln Hills. He thinks the county's emphasis on reclamation is a step in the right direction.
We want to look for rehabilitation as opposed to punishment, you know, just punishing without, you know, without any kind of means or plan, you know, in an inhumane way. That's never really helped anything, especially when it comes to our young people.
Another person here is Michelle Preston. She says some of her family members have served time at Lincoln Hills.
I don't believe that juveniles should be housed in the place where they're going to be abused and misused, because that's where majority of them come from anyway. Abuse, neglect, and to go supposedly to be rehabilitated and get treated the same way is trauma to me. I mean, them young men now has to deal with trauma.
Preston says she appreciates the county's approach to trauma-informed care and thinks it's paramount to reforming young inmates. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.